The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing, Big JD?
Doing good.
That's good to hear. And you've been doing some recording of music and getting your music career going and saying, screw the film industry? No.
Now I got things going on in both fields. You're the big new film guy. Can't even get a moment with you. Got to make arrangements with your agent.
Did I give you his name already? Yeah. That's too bad.
Can we talk about what you're doing or no?
No, I have no time.
Okay. What are you doing?
No, I started a YouTube channel. Did we not talk about this last week? Or?
No, I don't think we talked about it on the show, really. Did we? Maybe a little bit.
Okay. I tell so many people and talk about, you know, so many times and to different people. Starting a YouTube channel has to do with wine. And it's called The Average Wine Enthusiast.
Okay. Yeah, so you consider yourself an average wine enthusiast?
Yes. The name the name comes from a couple places. There's a magazine, a publication, I shouldn't say magazine, but it is a magazine. They also have a huge online presence as well. And it's called The Wine Enthusiast. And a lot of people look up to this publication for their source of news and what they need to know about wine. You know, people who spend, you know, lots of money on wine. So that's what The Wine Enthusiast is, the name of the publication. And then I don't consider myself like a wine, you know, aficionado, or, you know, someone who really knows a lot about wine, which if you're an expert in wine, you're known as a sommelier. And, you know, you got to get certified and all that stuff. I don't consider myself that. I have to consider myself just an average wine drinker, guy who likes wine. And I remember a friend of mine, Victor Kiao, who may even be listening to this, or the average wine enthusiast. And he had a show, a podcast, right around the same time we were doing the Easy Mac podcast. It was called The Typical Mac User. Hmm. And I just like that name. And I know that a lot of people listen to his show because of the name. A lot of people were drawn to his show because of that. At least that's what he said.
That's why they're all drawn here. The morning show.
Because they're up in the morning.
We are back and we've got a show in store for you.
Woohoo! Yes, we're going to be talking about a very broad range topic, and it's called time.
Is it ever broad? Because there's so much. Yeah, so much you can talk about time, and we're not really sticking to one particular thing about time, and it can be a number of things about time. And we'll talk about time pieces, time management, father time.
Yeah, time travel.
Ooh.
Yeah, time is one of those things we could just have a podcast on time. It's even more wide-ranging than wine.
Wait. Lippo and I just went to the outer cosmos and back in, like, no time. We're back.
What did we miss?
Yeah, in that split second when I said, wait.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe in time travel or that it's even possible.
Oh, it exists.
But what you just described is something a little different. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's... Yeah, well, we'll get into it when we talk about time travel. But that's what we have in store on the show today. We're going to be talking about those kind of things. We'll even give you the definition of time. Do you really know what time is?
Yeah, time is a lot of things. It's
relative. Of the essence.
And you're right, it is of the essence. Uh-huh. Absolutely. I love it. I love all these little sayings that have crept into our life because time is just one of those things that we either got to keep track of or we got to fit enough things into. And it's something that we're well aware of all the time. Could you imagine all the time? See, you use the word and you don't even know it. Do you wish you could live an existence, Big JD, where you didn't have to worry or even think about time?
Oh, that would be nice. I wish there was. I've said before, I wish there was like 48 hours in a day.
So you're still thinking about time then?
I guess so. Yeah.
I'm saying if you could like go to an island and all the stuff that you need, all the food and whatever you need, shelter, you're just going to be there and you're going to play your guitar or have a harem or whatever you would like to do on this island.
A harem. And speaking of time.
Yeah.
It's time for Pennywise. Killing time.
We're back, and we're actually going to be starting not a new segment of the show, but initially we discussed doing news each week, but this is the kind of show, and we have the kind of schedule, it's funny, we're just talking about time all the time, that it's not necessarily time-sensitive information that we want to be giving you on this show, like, you know, if there was a tornado somewhere, or an earthquake, or whatever, but, you know, we don't want to have to mention that. And you say, well, that's old news, because we want people listening and thinking, oh, no, I heard that because, you know, that was an old event. But I want to keep things, because this is our show it's music and topic, basically. So we have a topic and we just like playing music. So we're going to talk about music news, which is something, you know, that isn't as prevalent, I don't think. Because, you know, a lot of people get their news from social media, unfortunately. But a lot of music news doesn't necessarily make it to social media, fortunately. And so I think it's less important to be timely, as it were. So the first piece of music news that I'm just going to dive right in, Big JD.
Yeah, dive in.
It's something it's that warm I heard. Yes, cool off in the pool.
Because I peed.
yuck. Something I found out today as we record this is that Mott the Hoople, which was for me a band that I just loved, and I loved Ian Hunter as well in his solo career, is touring in the U.S. They're not doing a lot of shows. But at least three of the dudes are still dudes. That's funny I said that. Three of the dudes are the original members of Mott the Hoople, of course.
All the old dudes?
All the old dudes. They're going to be playing.
Did you guys play that song by chance?
Never.
Friday Rocks. Dot what?
Calm.
Okay.
Just look for us on Facebook, though. They're doing 8 shows in Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Glenside, Boston, and New York.
Are you going?
I'm going, absolutely. April 5th here in Detroit at the Fillmore. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
So what if, what if the show drops on April 6th?
It's dropping this weekend.
If our editor gets it done on time.
Exactly. What do you got for news, Big JD?
A few things. One is, I don't know, did you see Bohemian Rhapsody? You must have.
Of course.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a good movie. I mean, there were discrepancies in it, but that's okay.
Well, because it's the movies.
It's the movies, yeah, and they dramatize stuff. What do they call that? What is that called? Help me, Big JD.
I don't know. I don't know.
They dramatized it. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, yeah.
So that's my impression, you know, and there were certain costumes where they were playing certain songs that didn't fit the time that they were really in, but that's okay. Those are little tiny things, you know, and they made up some stuff that didn't really happen, but, you know, it helped the story along, obviously, and that's what movies is all about, is telling a story, and I think they did a fantastic job of telling the story of Queen, not just Freddie Mercury, but the band as a whole, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool, and I thought the guy, main actor guy there, did a pretty cool job in that film, Rami. Yeah, he was good. If you haven't seen Mr. Robot, it's a pretty cool show as well.
So what's the news part of this thing? That you just went and saw it? Or?
That it's actually nominated for 5 Oscars. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, it won Best Picture for Golden Globes, did it not?
Yeah.
It's interesting that a rock movie like that, it has that ability to do that. But having said that, my wife's daughter, who's not even 20 years old yet, she went and saw it 3 times.
Oh, wow.
And then she comes home and starts cranking Queen tunes.
Geezer Butler was considering a solo project, but he ended up joining Deadland Ritual.
And who's in that?
That is Matt Sorum from GNR.
Douchebag.
Steve Stevens.
Awesome.
Billy Idol.
Yeah.
And Frankie Perez, the Apocalyptica guy.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. That should be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so too. It'll be heavy, obviously.
Gotta be
heavy, yeah, for sure. So, did you watch Saturday Night Live this past Saturday?
I did not.
Greta Van Fleet was on there, and a lot of people.
Yeah,
have
moving
heard
on.
Of, yeah, you don't like them at all?
Not really. Okay. I mean, it's cool. It's good and that, but I mean, it's just to me, it's just so Zeppelin like. And yeah. A funny thing too, I saw something in news of Alex Lifeson's. From Rush stating that Greta Van Fleet can carry that banner for a rock and roll band into the future, but unless you like doing your own thing, really, you know what I mean? To me, it's not their own thing, honestly. That's what I feel anyway.
Well, I don't know if you know where their roots are, as it were, but their dad is a harp player in a blues band, and that's all the tunes they heard growing up were all these blues tunes. And sure. So when they that's exact where Led Zeppelin, when they first started, they sounded like Greta Van Fleet. Why? Because they were listening to blues prior to that. So they have a very bluesy feel. I honestly don't, you know, you say the Led Zeppelin thing, but I just think maybe some of their core changes or whatever, there's certain.
Well, I think they've totally 100% modeled themselves after Led Zeppelin, but.
I don't think that at all.
No?
No.
I do.
But anyway, they were on Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. and the singer, I think he choked.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He was not himself. Just the look on his face, either he was one, sick and didn't feel good, or two, he was nervous as hell and realized there's over 10 million people watching him at that moment in time. And because he does a lot of stratospheric, you know, singing. And he's got to go from, you know, a certain note up to another note that's really high. And it should be a nice smooth gradation. And he did like about four of those that were just hard to listen to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out on YouTube.
That's where you can find it. It's all over the place. And the funny thing is, there, as far as comments go, you know, some people say, oh, wow, that was great or whatever. And but then there's other musician friends of mine who said, like, ouch, that hurts my ears. And it hurt my ears, too. And I'm sort of a fan of the band. I went and saw them, and yeah. They sound pretty good live. But on the Saturday Night Live gig, he choked. The rest of the band sounded awesome.
And just a quick mention here of the passing of Ted McKenna. Amazing drummer for Michael Schenker, Ian Gillan, Rory Gallagher, among others, died at age 68 from a freak occurrence caused by a hemorrhage, which couldn't be stopped during a hernia surgery. Hernia surgeries are pretty routine, but those things can happen, and it's an unfortunate thing. We lost another great artist.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, that's going to do it for news. We're going to play a tune and then get you into the topic of the week, which is time. Speaking of time, we're going to listen to an old tune by the Guess Who called No Time.
Send. Seasons change and so did I.
we're back. That was the Guess Who with No Time. Big JD, what is the definition of time?
Time is the indefinite continued progress of existence and events that occur in apparently irreversible succession from the past through the present to the future.
Apparent. Yeah, apparently you can't travel through it. But. Yeah,
they have to put that little disclaimer in there because it may be reversible.
There's people who have written down theories that will allow you to travel forward in time, but to go backwards in time.
Well, we are traveling forward in time anyway, right?
Exactly.
There we go. There proves my theory. Time travel exists. We're traveling through time, and you're doing it here with us, Big JD and Lippo.
In the morning. In the morning. See, that's another reference to time right there.
It is.
You just can't escape it. You talk about time all day, every day.
That's true.
It's inescapable and apparently irreversible, which is fine. I don't know that I'd want to go back in time, because then, you know, you would say, oh, I would do this differently and do this differently. But I think that would screw with your memories. I think the reason that we are who we are is because of the experiences we've had in the past. So I don't know that I'd want to be somebody different. You know, I suppose you could think, oh, what if I didn't take that dead-end job, or I didn't marry that woman, or, you know, all these different things that, you know, that you wish you would have made a different decision. But in the end, you followed your heart back then, and that you just, that's what you have, that's who is who you are, right?
Hey, have you ever read a sundial? Do you know how to read a sundial?
I had a sundial in my home in Woodsley that we kept in our front yard, which faced the south. Yeah, I know all about it. It does a great job. It's amazing how something moves like that and it keeps perfect track of time.
And I've never really read a sundial before. Like, how does it work? How does it tell you what the shadow is not like a clock, is it?
Yes, because the shadow is the shadow of a pointy thing that it's a triangle sitting on a disc, basically.
Yeah. What is that? Does that shadow, would it be, I mean, could you put numbers on the sundial? Like a clock would be?
Yeah. You do put numbers on the sundial.
So that shadow is where
points to that time of day. So when it's 2 o'clock, Big JD, you take your sundial out there, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you put your sundial out there and you turn the dial until it actually says 2 o'clock.
Okay, so it would be pointing like up kind of to the right.
Well, I don't know about that aspect of it, because that's just what we did to create clocks. But you put down the disc, and wherever that pointy thing is pointing to the edge of the disc, that is 2 o'clock if it's 2 o'clock on your watch.
Right? Oh, I see. Okay, so would most people do it in a way that where it would be pointing that certain way? So when you look at it, it looks like, because you wouldn't really be able to read it if you didn't have it in the same spot at least all the time, right?
Yeah, you got to keep it in the same spot, absolutely. So, and oftentimes I'd have to walk up to it and look at what the actual thing said. It's not, you can't think of it as a clock or like a face.
You just throw it anywhere you want every day and time is all just mixed up every day.
Well, then you really wouldn't worry about it. Yeah, you don't really care. That.
I like that concept, though.
And the thing is, in the wintertime, you only use it for a very short period of time if the snow wasn't covering it. Because the sun wasn't out. And there's the days that it's cloudy, you get no shadows. So then, you know, it's kind of, it's an interesting thing, you know, that you can watch a shadow go around and give you some relativeness to the day passing, but I can see how people use it back in the day, but you couldn't measure like 5 minutes. You couldn't time your egg or your steeping your tea with it, that's for sure.
Well, you definitely couldn't wear one on your wrist.
No, but didn't they do that on the Flintstones?
Oh, I think they did, yeah.
Ask your grandfather who the Flintstones were.
This is A Little Time from Halloween.
It's like a wire.
To you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
All right, before the Halloween tune there, we were talking about sundials. Something somewhat related to that is a timepiece. And what I like about doing these shows is I always learn something, you know, based on the research that you do. And I didn't realize that a timepiece is any device that measures or registers time. A clock or a watch, it says, especially one lacking a chime or other striking mechanism. However, having said that, strictly, a timepiece is a timekeeping instrument that lacks a striking mechanism, which some clocks have striking mechanisms in them, especially alarm clocks and the town clock and, you know, all those things. Those cannot be considered timepieces, strictly speaking. One with a striking mechanism is a clock. Although traditional distinction is overlooked by some, it is commonly noted in dictionaries, glossaries of clock terms. Do you have one of those, Big JD? Glossary of clock terms?
I do. Keep it with me everywhere I go. That means, though, that a lacking a striking mechanism is a timepiece.
Yeah.
And so that's basically what you would consider a watch, but many watches have bells and chimes.
But the bells and chimes, are they...
So it could be a...
They're not mechanical, though.
It could be a clock, then. Does it really say it's mechanical or not, though? A striking mechanism, I guess.
A watch typically doesn't have something inside of it going ding, 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 ding.
What about older watches? Don't they have a little thing that hits something inside and it makes noises? I wonder.
Maybe, but then that wouldn't be considered a timepiece.
It'd be a clock that you wore on your hand.
or on your chest, like Flava Flav.
You regularly wear a watch?
I have an Apple Watch, of course.
There you go.
I mean, I never did wear a watch, but now I'm wearing an Apple Watch on a daily basis.
Do you think more people wear watches than don't wear watches?
I think it's pretty close, 50-50. What do you think?
Well, I think it's 50-50 which arm.
I suppose, but I suppose it depends on geographical location as well as far as watch wearers go.
Did you ever have a toe watch?
Toe watch. What's a toe watch?
A toe watch.
No, I had an ankle watch, though, at one time.
Ooh, no. I have a sundial. A toe sundial.
Your brain is just the stuff that you think of, Big JD. So we're going to talk about Father Time?
Yeah, let's talk about Father Time. What is Father Time? Who was he?
He's an anthropomorphic, no, I didn't screwed up that word, anthropomorphized depiction of time.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. He's usually depicted as an elderly bearded man with wings, dressed in a robe and carrying a scythe and an hourglass and other timekeeping devices. Hourglass, that would be a timepiece right there, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What was, like, why did he exist?
I believe that it was Greek mythology that started his creation. He was Kronos, wasn't he? Greek titan of human time, reaping, and calendars, or lord of time. Also, we've heard of the term Grim Reaper. He also held the scythe, and obviously he was, you know, a keeper of the time of each person. When your time was up, the Grim Reaper came by and he reaped, harvested your soul, and brought it to wherever it needed to go. If it was rotten, he'd bring it to hell. If it was good, he'd bring it, your soul, to heaven.
Save it for the horror show.
Okay, is that next week's show? Horror,
I don't know. That should be a show on some point.
Obviously, write that thing down, Big JD.
The horror show.
The horror show, yeah. Get your pen and
not to be confused with Dirty Women.
Dirty Women.
Those Dirty Women. That's a Sabbath tune. Okay, I got it down in the show notes.
Show notes. Very good. Glad to hear that.
How about another song? What do you got?
Well, there's a classic tune by Jim Croce, a guy who Grim Reaper has already harvested his soul. And this is called Time in a Bottle.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time.
All right, that was Jim Croce with Time in a Bottle. That was a song that was on my little transistor radio, CKLW, blasting out loud and clear. This week we're talking about time, and one of the things that a lot of people could use is some good time management skills. Would you say that's what you have, Big JD? You think you manage your time pretty good?
I do manage my time pretty good, yeah. I don't have much of it, but what I do have, I manage pretty well. It's precious, particularly when it comes to like running a small business.
Oh, my precious.
Yet there's never more than 24 hours in a day, right?
Unfortunately, yes. There are some exceptions to that, and that's, of course, well, when you have daylight savings time kicking in or kicking out, that, you know, one day you have 23 hours, and then you have 25 hours in the next day. So, for the most part, though, 24 hours in a day.
So we'll talk about 8 tips for effectively managing your time. Number one is know your goals. Make sure you're engaging in activities that support your business goals or other goals. What I'm going to give you here leans towards business and things like that, but they can be used in probably any aspects of your life. So your business goals, both short and long term, everything else is a potential time waster if you're not engaging in activities that support like whatever it is that you particularly are trying to accomplish or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So do you feel that devices in general will waste your time?
What do you mean?
Do you think that before we had handheld devices, iPads, iPhones, and all that stuff, that we were better at time management?
No, I think we're better now with those things, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just think a lot of folks look at those devices as time wasters.
It is, depending on what you're doing. So it's like know your goals again, right? And prioritizing, which we'll get into. They can be great devices for managing your time better and prioritizing. I find them helpful, not a hindrance.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Prioritize wisely.
So, yes.
Yeah. Look at what goes into making up your day. Where do your activities fit into, like, categories and things like that? You want to organize, and organizing is really a big part of time management.
So you organize your things in four groups: important and urgent. Those are tasks that must be done. Those that should be at the top. Do them right away. Then there's items that are important but not urgent. Tasks that appear important but not upon closer examination aren't. Decide when to do them. Then there's the opposite of that. There's items that are urgent but not important. Tasks that make the most noise but when accomplished have little or no lasting value. Delegate these if possible. Delegation is another huge thing. I think we're going to get into that. Not urgent and not important. So those are things that can be done at any time later on, and maybe it's not even all that bad if they don't get done at all.
And number three, just say no. So especially like...
drugs.
Yeah, well,
that's Barbara Bush says that.
Save it for the drug show. Write that down. But
in the annals.
Especially if you're like a boss, it's a, you know, your company or whatever the case may be, saying no to certain things because you don't have the time. A lot of people take on more than they can chew. I've often found myself there. But if you just say no, then you keep on track. So, you know, like if you are the boss, if you have to decline a request in order to attend to what's truly important and urgent, then you shouldn't hesitate to do that.
Just say no.
Same goes to as far as any projects or activities you've determined are headed nowhere. Be prepared to move on to more productive tasks.
Absolutely. Be prepared. So what do you do? Number four, plan ahead. One of the worst things you can do is jump into the workday with no clear idea about what needs to get done. Yikes. The time you spend thinking ahead and planning your activities is trivial compared to the time you lose jumping from one thing to the next and rarely completing anything. So this is a couple strategies you could have. The night before, at the end of the day, take 15 minutes to clear your desk, put together a list of the next day's most pressing tasks. It's a great decompression technique. I realize that. And you'll feel better sitting down at a clean desk in the morning. First thing in the morning is another way to go about it. Arrive a few minutes early. I have a hard time doing that. And assemble your prioritized to-do list. This may prove to be the most productive part of your day. What about you, Big JD? Are you always early for appointments?
I'm earlier on time, usually, yeah. I learned something in school, actually, at Specs Howard. Everything was about time there, really, especially for radio. It was the saying that if you're not early, you're late.
Ah, right.
And
yes.
I, you know, pretty much had that instilled into my brain and lived by that.
So the new on time is early. And if you're on time, you're actually late. So if you say you got a 7:30 appointment, you show up at 7:30, you're actually late.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
We're going to listen to some Doors, and then we'll come back with the rest of our little discussion here on time management. This is Take It As It Comes.
Time to live, time to love, time to laugh, time to die. Take it easy, baby, take it as it comes. Don't move too fast, then you want your love to last. Are you the moving muscle, baby? To walk, time to run, time to aim your arrows at the sun. Take it easy, baby, take it as it comes. Don't move too fast, and you want your love to last. Are you the moving must you bear?
Talking about time management on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, all about time.
Yes, sir. And we were talking about some time management tips. You want to give them number five, Big JD?
Eliminate distractions. So this can actually kind of fit too into the whole, you know, you were talking about gadgets and especially if you're, you know, on your phone or on your iPad or the whole social media thing and you're disrupted by, you know, the you know, Facebook and all these pop-ups and calls and all kinds of things like that.
Right.
You want to start paying attention to those kinds of things and your interruptions. You can better, much better manage your time if you are not distracted by these things. So if these gadgets for you are all about social media and everything like that, then you should probably turn them off. If you're using them for important things, within your, you know, if you're working or whatever the case is, maybe you're writing or whatever it is, then maybe you should consider shutting off the particular apps. You know, a lot of people have too, and I know a lot of people that whose social media apps and things like that just run automatically when they boot up their computer or whatever. So they're just always on. But it's a good idea to shut those things down if you have to get some work done or you have to manage your time and you don't want them distracting you.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Number six, delegate more often. Delegation is a great thing to do, especially if you're, well, a good sign of a good leader is someone who does delegate often and well. If you've done a good job of hiring talented, dedicated employees, there's always more work they can take off your desk. Running a successful small business depends on the owner's ability to think about what lies ahead and not get mired in day-to-day operations. Look for opportunities to pass responsibility for specific tasks to others on your team. And just even in your own daily life, you don't have to have a necessarily a business metaphor. You can take this if you're a parent or a coach or any aspect of your life. Don't try to be the person who does everything because you're the only person you think you can do it right. Delegate, and if you do enough delegating, you realize what kind of people that you're delegating to, if they're going to get the job done or not.
Yeah, and number seven, watch what you spend as far as time goes. That's another good thing there, eh? Spending time.
Spend time.
We're not going to have time for all this fun stuff, but you know, how many productive minutes are you packing in each week to whatever it is you're doing? So you can use timesheet trackers, apps for that if you're actually doing a job and working on things, and switch jobs and tasks accordingly if you need to spend a certain amount of time at a certain job. And just watch the amount of time that you spend on certain things.
And lastly, but not leastly, take care of yourself. Be sure to get plenty of sleep and exercise. An alert mind is a high-functioning mind and one that's less tolerant of time-wasting activities.
And Lippo's got another song for us. What do you got lined up?
One of my favorite time-related songs is called Time the Avenger by the great Chrissie Hynde and the Pretenders.
Nobody's perfect, not even a perfect stranger. Oh, what a gal, she was such a perfect stranger. And you're the best in your field. In your office, with your girls and desk and leather. Time, time, hear the bells chime.
Hey, things are about to get wild now.
Because we're traveling through time. Have you ever dreamt about traveling through time, Big JD?
Yeah, I have. And when I was really young, I had an outer body experience once.
Where'd you go?
It was the only time it ever happened. Flying around my bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was really cool. And I never could replicate that.
What were you smoking?
I wasn't smoking anything. I was like 11 years old, maybe 12. I was young. Okay. I know that.
Why can't you be smoking then?
What? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
You could be. I'm sure they do in other countries.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I was a bad kid.
Jeez.
I know.
You were.
It was my brothers. They were older than me, and I wanted to be cool like them.
There you go.
Do you know that?
Did you ever smoke cigarettes, like, regularly? Like, smoke?
I smoked a pack a day up until I was 23, and I got really sick, and I didn't smoke, and I said that it was a good time to quit, and that was it. Yeah.
Good man.
Yeepers.
So time travel, go ahead.
No.
Time travel is the concept of movement between certain points in time, analogous to movement between different points in space by an object or a person, typically using a hypothetical device known as a time machine. Time travel is a widely recognized concept in philosophy and fiction, and the idea of a time machine was popularized by H.G. Wells' 1895 novel, The Time Machine. That's Orson Welles.
Not Orson, it's H.G. It was Orson's dad.
What?
No. And of course, there's the awesome movie, Back to the Future.
Oh, part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is there a new one now? Aren't they making a new one or something?
I think you're right. They are making a new one.
Before Jim passes away on us.
Well, then, what's his name's got?
Oh, Parkinson's. Yeah, yeah.
So who knows who's going to go first? Who knows when the Grim Reaper is going to pass by one of those dudes? But time travel is something I always thought about, that's for sure. I would love to go in the future, see what's going to happen. See where we, as if the human race even survives. I can see it not surviving. Because just history repeats itself without fail. And that kind of thing, it seems like people just expire, I guess, is a good way to put it.
And how would one travel in time? They say that you can travel through wormholes. Black holes, do they travel through time, or is that something different?
That's something else, yeah. You'd be able to see, if you go into a black hole, supposedly you're able to see the whole of the universe, in theory.
Wow, that's pretty mind-blowing stuff, actually. Like, space and time and all that is, like, just mind-blowing, honestly, if you think about it.
Yes, and black holes we know exist, and it's something that you can't even imagine going into. The density of a black hole supposedly is, like, you know, a billion times the density of Earth or something like that. It's just some crazy numbers that are, and it just sucks everything into it because it's dense, and obviously there's the gravitational pull of objects, right? So everything gets pulled into it, just like we get pulled onto Earth. We could actually be upside down on the Earth right now. The Earth is a ball, and we could be upside down, but still the gravitational pull is so great we feel as though we are upright, whatever upright is. Obviously, that's a relative.
Then if there are any people that actually feel the effects of being upside down on the world.
You can, because it's too big. The world, the gravitational pull is equal, and that it's so big relative to us, I should say.
But is it equal? I mean, if the gravitational pull is equal, but that doesn't make like you it equal for your weight or being upside down and having some pull against gravity.
There are variations in the amount of gravitational pull and how it's different, and that's why we have tides, because the water is falling away from the Earth.
Right, but that's why I wonder if, like, you know, like maybe you have for that length of period, how long could we be upside down for? 24, or like how long is it, you know what I mean?
Well, as a half a day, you start going on the other side, yeah.
So maybe those certain times a day or certain times when, you know, you don't even realize if you're upside down and you have maybe headaches that day or that time of day or that day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder if it explains things that, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
There's probably papers written about it. If there's not, maybe I'll do one. Get it published in the big Time medical journal.
Or get published in Time magazine.
Oh, there's another topic that we just won't have time for. Folks, we're pretty much out of time
for
the show this week. And I do apologize for last week's, you know, this show not coming out on time. There you go. It just fits in perfectly because this was supposed to be dropped on Saturday and here we're a few days later, whatever the case is. But, you know, trying not to have that happen. But we're kind of easing into things after being on hiatus for quite some time, right? So,
yeah, baby steps for sure. So we're not going to be able to talk about quantum physics, eh? Bummer.
Yeah, no, we can. What do you got for us? Okay, yeah, so that's about it for us. You're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning, and we'll see you next Saturday.
See ya!
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lipo Facebook page.
You have to manage the time, and you don't want them distracting you. You just throw it anywhere you want every day, and time is all just mixed up every day on your wrist.
No, but didn't they do that on the Flintstones?
It's pretty well. It's precious, particularly when it comes to like running a small business.